In 1996, California became the first state in the United States to legalize cannabis for medical use. I was practicing pediatrics at a large health maintenance organization in the southern part of the state. There was probably something about it in the news. I think that was the extent of my awareness. I never gave it another thought. Until 2015. Now back on the East Coast and still holding on to my coveted California medical license, I decided to look for some light, part-time telemedicine work. I took my license out of retirement mode and farmed out my curriculum vitae. The first solicitation I received was regarding a pediatric job in San Diego. I explained to the headhunter that I was licensed in California, but physically in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and was not interested in relocating. I would only consider a telemedicine job, perhaps an urgent care or aftercare position. A few days later, I received another email. It emphatically reassured me that this was a telemedicine job with a new company based in San Francisco. Great, I am interested and excited. As I am reading, looking for the particulars, it goes on to state that the job is to evaluate patients via telemedicine for medical marijuana evaluations. Screech? What? Marijuana? I don't know anything about marijuana. I tried it a few times in high school and twice as a freshman in college. It made me either goofy, sleepy, or paranoid, so I never thought much of it. I certainly never understood why my peers liked it so much. So here I am, faced with an opportunity to work a few hours a week from my home office with patients in California, and I knew nothing about the plant, how it worked, what it was good for, the possible side effects, or how it was dosed. I knew nothing. Not being one to run from a challenge, I decided to investigate. I interviewed with the president and director of operations. They were clean-cut, well-spoken, friendly, organized, and professional, not the sleepy-eyed counterculture stereotypes one might imagine. It was a brand new company, and except for their chief medical officer, I was their first medical hire. I spent the next few days reading the California Board of Medicine's guidelines on what conditions qualified and their assurances that I would not get into trouble making these recommendations, via telemedicine, no less. I started to review the illnesses and conditions that were on their list and began a PubMed search on cannabis and its role in alleviating the symptoms associated with these conditions. PubMed is an online database of journal articles from the National Institute of Health Library. I searched for marijuana, and lo and behold, there were more than 34,000 articles on the subject. Cannabinoids yielded more than 10,000, and endocannabinoid turned up more than 11,000. I started reading and eventually enrolled in an online course on medical cannabis. I attended whatever conferences I could. Armed with a cheat sheet and a strong internet connection, I began my journey into the field of cannabis medicine. Over the course of the year, I evaluated approximately 3,000 patients. My California patients came from all walks of life and all ages. There were college professors, truck drivers, professional chefs, software developers, doctors, computer programmers, housewives, actors, small business owners, attorneys, students, and retired grandparents. They shared with me the reasons they used cannabis, how they used it, when they used it, and how much. I learned about applying salves topically to ease migraine or arthritis pain, and how to steep cannabis tea or milk to sip through the day to improve its pain-relieving effects. Cancer patients with inoperable tumors that had resolved with cannabis use shared their stories. Anxiety patients would carry a vape pen that they could use in case of a panic attack. Patients with sleep problems were getting the best sleep ever by taking a few drops of cannabis oil at bedtime. And one of the most important things I learned from my patients was how they used cannabis without getting stoned. They could treat their symptoms with no mental impairment. I didn't know that was possible.